My name is Bill Crocker, and I had the great privilege of spending the morning with Jim Ryder yesterday. When he first started telling me everything he's done, I thought, man, he has had a lifetime of service that started in the Air Force, but he has been just about everything in law enforcement. He has been a corrections officer to a sheriff's deputy to a police officer to a bailiff and a probation officer. So I said, dang, you know, you've done it all. And he said, yeah, it's basically been a calling. And so as he started telling his story, started when he was young, and even before this incident happened, he had this sense of sticking up for people. You know, he wouldn't, if something was going wrong, he wouldn't back down from a fight. He would step in and try to protect people. And so it was there, but he told me he was young and going through a kind of a punk stage, and he was at a Friday night football game, and being young and energetic, he decided it would be a great idea to flip off the cop who was looking at him. And so it didn't work the first time, you know, so he flipped him off again. And so, you know, the cop finally had had enough and came over and grabbed him and jacked him up a little bit, had a nice little talk with him, and you would call it, he chewed him a new point of view, you would say. And so when he let him go, he had decided right then, he said, I knew I wanted to be a cop, which I think is hilarious because he just got scared to death by one. And you think, that's what I want to do. But that wasn't his motivation. He just thought, you know, I want that kind of respect. So it started, he decided to join the military. He went down to the recruiter's office. Nobody would give him a guarantee. The Marines said, maybe, you know, the Army and the Navy all wouldn't give him a guarantee that he could be a cop. But he said there was this beautiful redhead at the door, and she was the Air Force recruiter. So he decided to talk to her, and she did give him the guarantee that he could be a cop. So he joined the Air Force, was a cop in the Air Force. When he came out, he's had a lifetime of service. So this is called The Calling.